This is the Great Outdoor Radio Show. Now, here's Mr. Great Outdoors, Greg Wagner.
Good morning, good morning. Beautiful morning it is here in the Heartland. Welcome to the Great Outdoor Radio Show here on Omaha's Boomer Radio Network, Fremont's Big Dog Country Radio Stations, myboomerradio.com. Podcast of the show on myboomerradio.com immediately after the program winds up, shortly after 10 o'clock. Our program brought to you by Stoicich House of Sausage, that guy right there, Ken Stoicich. We have Cubby's Convenience Stores, DeLone Wilson. He's scouting for turkeys right now. Cubby's Convenience Stores. Now they've got a donut deal where if you do their app thing in the store, you get one of their free donuts. I'm in line. Just saying. I need all the donuts I can get. Have Oak Creek Sporting Club, Terry Kriz at your service. Hunting Preserve, controlled shooting area. Oak Creek Sporting Club, west of Wahoo near Brainerd. They're open through April 15th. Sporting clays and more. Hunt chuckers, hunt pheasants. Have the Dodge County Convention and Visitors Bureau. I'm letting the cat out of the bag, so to speak. May 22nd, big doings coming up with Chris Walls and the crew going into Dodge County, Lake 16, Fremont Lakes. We will have a big to-do. That's when we have our free fishing and state park entry day scheduled in Nebraska. We're going to give away rods and reels. We're going to have hot dogs and everything else. Two for me, none for you. We're going to have a lot of fun. But the kids are all there. And you're going to need to bring your kids and grandkids. You're going to have a lot of fun. Dodge County Convention and Visitors Bureau. So, very special guest, good friend of the Great Outdoor Radio Show. I call him the expert among experts with Morel Mushrooms and Morel Mushroom Hunting. Ladies and gentlemen, Tersh Kepler of Omaha.
Why, thank you very much.
And if you're wondering, if you've not seen any of my social media, this guy has a dead image, perfect image for Carlos Santana. And he plays guitar better. Well, bass. Tersh Kepler, everybody. And his very highly popular website that you need to check out, MorelMushroomSupply.com. MorelMushroomSupply.com. And he's made me a staff for my Morel Mushroom Hunting. It's right behind me here, folks. It's got a morel on top. It's a hickory staff, right?
Yep, hickory.
Mrs. Wagner will want it to say, get going! You're stepping on my mushrooms. Step back two steps.
Many uses.
Nah, it'll be great. You can put the weeds over like that and the nettles as well and pick your morels. Tersh Kepler with us today. Going to focus on the outlook for morel mushroom hunting. There is much to be excited about with morels.
Absolutely.
And we'll cover any questions you want to ask for morel mushroom hunting. Tersh Kepler right here. Phone number 402-553-1490. 402-553-1490. Don't be bashful. We are going to get in two rounds of Great Outdoor Trivia. At least Greg Wagner is going to stop talking enough to get in two rounds. Says the guy on the board who is my mentor, that's the complaint department, Neil Nelkin. The Dean of Nebraska Radio is Neil Nelkin.
All right.
Neil Nelkin, consummate newsman on Boomer Radio here. And Creighton game, Neil. Get that mic. You can't. Yeah, you got to talk.
Yeah, we're going to have one. There will be one this afternoon.
2:30.
2:30 is pregame. 3 o'clock game time.
Okay.
At the big stadium in Indianapolis.
Ooh.
UCSB.
Come on, Jays.
UCSB.
Yeah, I think they'll win. We think so.
I'm in favor of it.
Well, of course.
Yeah.
We're Husker fans, football.
We're motivated.
Jays fans,
we
football,
are motivated.
Basketball.
Yeah.
There you go.
Oh, yeah.
There we are. Neil Nelk, the Dean of Nebraska Radio there. Nick Burris is in the background there. He has his blueberry Stoicich sausage, and he's happy. Nick Burris, wave at the crowd. Is he what? Nick. Nick! Nick! Okay, now he's back there working. Nick Burris, he will load the podcast on myboomradio.com when we are done. Now, Tersh is into the weather, but we're going now to the butcher who does the weather. Here on Boomer and Big Dog, Ken Stoicich. Stoicich House of Sausage.
Good morning, sir.
The recent guests are here, and Neil and Nick as well.
Yes.
Yeah, wow.
Beautiful day today, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. I mean, gorgeous sunrise.
Yes.
A little crisp out.
First day of spring.
Yes, the vernal equinox. Yes, thank you, Neil.
First full of it. Yes. I'm on first full day of spring. That's what I meant to say, yes.
Get outdoors. Get outdoors. And Ken Stoicich, great weekend forecast. Windy tomorrow, but that's all right. I'll have the kids out in the woods and set the turkey blind up and get ready for that.
Beautiful 2 days ahead of us, and then that R word shows up.
Terse likes the R word.
I love the R word.
We got 3 days of it, though.
Yep. Got, the more the merrier for mushrooms, anyway.
That's right. We're a little early, so we need the intermittent rain, warmth, right? Sunshine.
Yep.
Rain, warmth. And we're getting that.
We're going to get that this week, that's for sure.
Yeah, and we're 2 years after the Great Flood. We're going to talk about that. So things are setting up well for morel mushroom hunting.
Absolutely. That's going to be the best weather in the world for it.
So today, high.
High around 60.
Okay.
And same tomorrow, but that wind is going to make it feel a little bit cooler. But
okay.
That spore wind, they call it.
Very well put, my friend. All right.
That just helps.
Yes.
Yeah, we got the rest of the week.
Rain, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Monday's a rain out, I think, for sure, isn't it?
Yeah, and Tuesday is too. And then Wednesday morning, and then Thursday, Friday. Chance of showers again on Friday. So it's going to be
It's March. It's spring.
Yeah, it's spring.
And Neil Nelkin, the newsman right there, would tell you that parts of Nebraska, a lot of them are still in drought.
Parts are, but parts are now out of drought, too.
We've recovered here.
Yeah, here we're doing fine.
Doing fine, but we could always use a little rain, can't we, Terse?
Lots of rain.
Mm-hmm.
No more freezing, though. We don't want any more freezing.
Right. So do something about that, Ken.
Well, it was yesterday morning. I had to scrape my window
again. I know.
My gosh.
Frost on the porch. Yeah. I know.
That was terrible.
Yes.
I had to work. Oh.
Imagine that.
It was hard.
You're not a figurehead at Stoicich.
No.
You're a worker there.
Yeah.
I always ask Matt, where is he? He's being a figurehead. Oh, that's my dad. Just teasing. No, you're flinging meat. So, grill tonight. Grill today.
Oh, yeah.
Grill before the Creighton game.
Yeah.
Wow.
Today and tomorrow, my gosh.
Yes.
After that Creighton victory, it's going to be real good to put a couple steaks on the grill.
Ah, yes. Oh, yeah. There you go. Ribeyes, Terse.
Absolutely.
Just wish
Neil,
had some good mushrooms.
We all love ribeyes here.
Yeah. Or in honor of Creighton, you could do some of the blueberry brats.
Oh, there you had one. Neil had one. Nick's got one.
Yes.
Terse had the cherry bomb.
That was delicious.
Tell everybody about the cherry bombs that are just listening.
Oh, this is nice and sweet and nice and hot.
Yes.
I'm trying to make that hot.
Hot.
It's our second hottest one that we make.
What's the first one?
Hot potato.
Ooh.
I'm going to have to try that.
Absolutely. Like the hot stuff, Terse.
Yeah.
That might upset the old Griggy stomach.
I won the jalapeno eating contest in Omaha 1 year.
Oh, God.
Did you really? All right.
He has no respect for his colon. That's all.
Oh, no. let's just say I retired after that.
All right. Stoicich Johnson Sausage, 24th and Bancroft, to the north of 24th and Vinton, 130th and Arbor Streets. That's to the north and east of 132nd and West Center Road, where the turkeys are acting up, I'm sure. And Canada Geese.
Yes.
Are there. Your pair is back.
George and Gracie are there.
They are back. They're aged now, aren't they?
Yeah, they're about 10 years old now.
That's right. They'll live a long time. Are the turkeys acting up at 132nd and Center?
Then they have been behaving.
Okay. They stand at the corner of the intersection, stare at vehicles.
Yes, or
trying to see their reflection and peck it.
Go right in the middle of the intersection. Everybody just
and then start fighting and doing their crazy antics of spring.
Yep. Have Rich come out and take a look at
and
it.
Rich has to come out and shoo him off. And exactly. Rich Bergman, conservation officer out of Waterloo. Okay. Ken Stoicich House of Sausage. Here come the test questions. 24th at Macroft, 130th and Arbor. Stoicich.com on the net. Phone numbers for both locations.
Give me a call at South Store at 341-7260 and out west at 333-7277.
And hours for both locations.
We're open till 5:30 down south, and if you miss us, you can run out west and get there at 6.
Ah, very good. Any Creighton, UC Santa Barbara score prediction?
As always, 0-0 at the beginning of the
game. I knew
he
was going to do it. Smart man there, Terse. Neil, Nick.
That's safe.
That's right. Thank you, Ken Stoicich. Stoicich House of Sausage, Stoicich.com, 24th and Bancroft, South Store. That's where your wild game and fish processing is. How many different kinds of sausage once again?
Just 140.
You can see those at 130th at Arbor Streets as well.
Yes.
All right. Thank you, kind sir.
Thank you, sir.
Appreciate you coming in. I have a guest. Only reason, you. Sausage. The Sausage King of Omaha, Ken Storsich. Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir.
All right, and we'll take our first time out on the Great Outdoor Radio Show. When we come back, it's all about morel mushrooms with the man, the myth, the legend of the woods, Tersh Kepler.
You're listening to the Great Outdoor Radio Show with Greg Wagner. Just a few miles west of Omaha is the sleepy town of Brainerd, Nebraska, home to the Oak Creek Sporting Club. At Oak Creek Sporting Club, you find a great location for shooting clay, trap, or skeet. A huge clubhouse that could host everything from a family get-together, corporate outing, or a gathering of old military buddies. Even guided hunting outings. Click oak-creek-club.com for all the details, and then start making plans to join your family or friends. Oak Creek Club, just a few miles west of Omaha in Brainerd, Nebraska.
Looking for a quick day trip or a little getaway? There's a hidden gem just 20 minutes from Omaha. The Dodge County CVB would like to invite you to check out beautiful historic downtown Fremont. Browse through the antique stores, shop the amazing boutiques, or just sit down, grab a bite to eat or a cup of coffee. Stay the day or plan an overnight. It's the getaway you need without the hassle of a long travel time. To find out all there is to do in Dodge County, check out visitfremontne.org or on Facebook at Main Street of Fremont.
Hi, I'm Ken Stoizis with your morning grill tip. Gas or charcoal, what's best? Well, gas is convenient, no waiting around to start cooking, and it gives you a wide range of temperatures that's easy to maintain. Charcoal, on the other hand, will give you a range of heat that's almost an art form to maintain. It gives you better options of adding flavors. Who doesn't love that smoky charcoal flavor? Or you can add cherry, hickory, or applewood to the fire for a different taste. Me, I'm partial to charcoal, but you can choose whatever you like best. I'm Ken Stoizis for the House of Sausage on 24th and Bancroft and 130th and Arbor.
Are you feeling a bit hungry? Running low on fuel? Be sure to stop by your local Cubbies for the very best in convenience with friendly hometown employees. Try the great deli food served hot and fresh. Save money on gas, food, and merchandise by downloading the Cubbies app on your smartphone. For the very best in convenience, visit your local Cubbies today. Serving Nebraska, Iowa, and South Dakota communities since 1979.
The Great Outdoor Radio Show continues. Once again, here's Greg Wagner.
We are back here on the Great Outdoor Radio Show on Omaha's Boomer Radio Network, Fremont's Big Dog Country radio stations. Boomer Radio Network, 94.5 FM, 106.5 FM, 97.3 FM, on the AM, 1490, 1420. Fremont, Nebraska radio. We're looking at the storied 1340 AM KHUB and then 98.9 FM, Big Dog Country. Appreciate all of you listening and online listeners at myboomerradio.com. Very special guest today on the Great Outdoor Radio Show, which is brought to you by Cubby's Convenience Stores, Cubby's.com, the Oak Creek Sporting Club, oak-creek-club.com, Stoizich House of Sausage, Stoizich.com, and the Dodge County Convention and Visitors Bureau. Really appreciate them. DodgeCounty.Nebraska.gov. Tersh Kepler, morel mushrooms. The outlook is panning out so far for a good morel mushroom hunting year. And I would ask you out of the chute to tell everybody a little bit about yourself.
Well, I've been hunting these crazy evasive guys for over 50 years now. I do speak of seminars on how to hunt them, but I'll tell you what, this is setting up to be a stellar year, I think. We had our flood, as you know, 2 years ago. The year after is always terrible hunting just because it's, you know, you've heard me say before, it's like walking on the moon. Just the terrain is just wasted. But 2 years after a flood, like you said in an article, Greg, I am pumped. This is going to be a stellar year, I think. And the moisture, everything is setting up just right.
Do you watch what happens in other states, especially those to the south, as the progression kind of comes north for morels in Nebraska, Iowa?
Absolutely. They start on the southern east coast, that area first. Georgia's usually the first that gets them during the year. That can be as early as February, and then you'll find them in Tennessee in March. They're finding them in Pennsylvania right now. So what they'll do is they'll work their way east or excuse me, west rather, in a western fashion. So they'll end up, start down in the areas of Georgia, Tennessee, Alabama, and work their way up to Oregon in kind of a slanted direction toward the northwest.
Tersh has a very popular website. MorelMushroomSupply.com has all kinds of interesting things on it. Mesh bags, the spore bags are on it. The staff, I've got one behind me right here. Lots of neat carvings and all kinds of trinkets for those of us into morel mushrooms.
Anything related to morel mushroom hunting or any kind of, the mushroom bags work great for any kind of harvesting of mushrooms. I've had people contact me and say, oh, they're just not good for morels, whatever kind of mushroom you're going to hunt. So they're a good specimen collection bag is one
person
called it.
Yes, they are. All right, what do you gear into? What are you looking at? Are you watching different plants to know when to hit your morel spots?
You know, it's always we always have our things. It's always important to watch ground temperatures. But first of all, I do watch the plants, and as you know, the early budding. But my favorite that's always never lied to me are dandelions. When they start,
the dandelions in the front yard of the Wagner boat.
Yep. When they start to sprout, you know things are right around the corner. That's a good thing. Another thing is any budding of trees, but primarily lilies, things like that. You'll see right
now. Lilacs, maybe?
Yeah, absolutely. So everything's starting to bud now, and as long as we don't get into a situation where it freezes again and retards their growth, then that's can be a problem like we've had in the past.
Historically, you know, I have found the small grays, the small gray morels along river bottoms turkey hunting, archery turkey hunting, that first week that it opens, March 25th, that week.
Right, right.
But is there a day that are you looking at April Fool's Day? Are you looking at tax day?
I'm
that
always
you kind of gear into
guy.
On the river bottoms, tax day?
Usually middle of April. And like you said, now when you're a turkey hunting, when you find them, I'm sure they're like the size of the tip of your little finger.
Correct. They're very small.
Very small. And they do progressively get much larger as the season progresses. So by the 15th of April, they're going to be probably an inch. And just in that last 2 weeks of April, you're going to watch them grow to the point where they're 6, 7, 8 inches.
And up in the hills, in the hilly forested areas above rivers like the Platte, the Elkhorn, the Missouri, if they're going to pop there, do you see them Mother's Day?
Mother's Day is a good guideline for that. As the season progresses, just like when the morels come from the east and work their way west, they're going to work their way from the river bottoms here up to the hills. And when you get to the hills, you can get, they get enormous. I had a friend of mine find one that was over 16 inches tall in the hills, weighed over a pound. He was on the, this was years ago, he's on the cover of the Blair paper.
Blair Enterprise, I believe.
Yep.
Pilot Tribune, maybe. Let me ask you this. You're the tree whisperer. I know that. And you're looking at those trees. You're more than just looking at them. You're aligning with them. And you're looking at the bark, aren't you, of certain hardwood trees?
Absolutely.
Do talk.
Absolutely, yeah. A lot of people just look down and they hunt the grounds. I watch the trees carefully, and I can spot them from 100 yards away. And what you're looking for is a tree that has, that is most of its bark on it, freshly dead, sometimes some old vines on it. It can still have a leaf or two on it and not completely dead. If you go to that type of tree and look underneath it, and I've walked all the way across the forest toward that tree, and sure enough, they just don't lie to me. So the other thing is, if the bark is completely off a tree, you're usually wasting your time. If they've been dead too long, then you're, you know, the death of a tree when it first dies, you're going to have about a year, maybe a second season out of it. After that, it's just not going to be as good. But I primarily like to, on the river bottoms, dead cottonwoods, very key. As you work your way toward the hills, that type of thing, then you can start looking at elms, oaks, apple. You'd be surprised, especially after a flood year, Greg. It's or 2 years after a flood year, there's going to be morels growing in some very unusual places just because of the displacement, where it flooded and things like that. You might find them right in the middle of a grass field. You know, this year.
So. You've told me that. And one of the questions I asked you when we were talking initially here is, you know, do I go to the same places year after year? I have found morels in the same exact locations year after year, but the flood year 2 years post is a changer of that.
Yes, absolutely. Everything will get shifted around. More trees are going to be down, obviously. And now keep in mind, that's 2 years later. These trees have been down a couple of years, so that's just going to really promote the growth. I can't wait. I'm really excited. Let's go. I want to do it today.
I know. Same here. Forget setting up the turkey blind yet. I mean, I'm looking for morels.
Well,
y'all look for antlers.
You get to do both when you do that, though.
Exactly. Look for shed antlers as well. Let's do Great Outdoor Trivia round number one. Let's have some fun with this audience. Kirsch has brought some gifts in. They're really cool for you, the winner of Great Outdoor Trivia round number one and round number two. So we're going to play for a big packet of Game and Park stuff, get you all ready for spring. Fishing, boating, state parks, spring turkey hunting. And yes, you can morel mushroom hunt on state park property. All you need is a park permit. You can't sell them. It's that simple. Wildlife management areas, same deal. You just need to watch out for turkey hunters. Steer clear of them. I tell people they have dibs on the area because they paid for it. But you just need to stay real clear of them. But WMAs, wildlife management areas in Nebraska, you can pick morel mushrooms again. Just no commercial harvesting. That's simple. And people ask me all the time, Greg, do you sell any mushrooms? Like, no, I'm going to eat the dang things.
I know it.
Jiminy, what do you think? I'm crazy? Good stuff. All right. And then courtesy of Kirsch Kepler from his popular website that you should check out, morelmushroomsupply.com. What are we going to give away in round number one? What do you want to give away first, buddy?
We're going to give away a mesh bag.
Oh, boy.
Bag.
Nice. All right.
And it self-stores in its own pouch.
Cool.
Put it in your pocket.
Yeah, compact.
Made in the good old USA.
Beautiful.
And will last a lifetime. It's nylon mesh, so it's not going to rip, tear, or anything like that. Plus, release your spores.
How do we beat that? You can't beat that.
It's a no-brainer.
Do you want to throw out the trivia question I've got penned out there in your own words?
Sure, it came from you anyway. Well, a lot of people wonder what kind of nutritious value that morel mushrooms have, and they are packed full of various vitamins and minerals. Of all the edible mushrooms, however, studies show that morels carry the highest amount of what particular vitamin? What is this vitamin?
All right. First caller with the correct answer wins. Phone number to call with your best guess is 402-553-1490. 402-553-1490.
This is the Great Outdoor Radio Show with Greg Wagner. Just a few miles west of Omaha is the sleepy town of Brainerd, Nebraska, home to the Oak Creek Sporting Club. At Oak Creek Sporting Club, you find a great location for shooting clay, trap, or skeet. A huge clubhouse that could host everything from a family get-together, corporate outing, or a gathering of old military buddies. Even guided hunting outings. Click oak-creek-club.com for all the details, and then start making plans to join your family or friends. Oak Creek Club, just a few miles west of Omaha in Brainerd, Nebraska.
Looking for a quick day trip or a little getaway? There's a hidden gem just 20 minutes from Omaha. The Dodge County CVB would like to invite you to check out beautiful historic downtown Fremont. Browse through the antique stores, shop the amazing boutiques, or just sit down, grab a bite to eat or a cup of coffee. Stay the day or plan an overnight. It's the getaway you need without the hassle of a long travel time. To find out all there is to do in Dodge County, check out visitfremontne.org or on Facebook at Main Street of Fremont.
Hi, I'm Ken Stoizes with your morning grill tip. Gas or charcoal, what's best? Well, gas is convenient, no waiting around to start cooking, and it gives you a wide range of temperatures that's easy to maintain. Charcoal, on the other hand, will give you a range of heat that's almost an art form to maintain. It gives you better options of adding flavors. Who doesn't love that smoky charcoal flavor? Or you can add cherry, hickory, or applewood to the fire for a different taste. Me, I'm partial to charcoal, but you can choose whatever you like best. I'm Ken Stoizes for the House of Sausage on 24th and Bancroft and 130th and Arbor.
For the very best in convenience, it's Cubby's. Stop in today for hot and fresh food, cold drinks, and that local spirit. And the great taste of Godfather's Pizza, with Godfather's Pizza Express inside many Cubby's stores. With every large Godfather's Pizza sold, Cubby's gives a dollar to the school district. So help Cubby's raise some dough for your schools at participating locations. Cubbies in Blair and across the land. For the Cubbies closest to you, hit Cubbies.com.
The Great Outdoor Radio Show continues. Once again, here's Greg Wagner.
Welcome back to the Great Outdoor Radio Show on Omaha's Boomer and Fremont's Big Dog Country radio stations, myboomerradio.com. Neil Nelkin on the board, Nick Burris in the background. Very special guest today is Tersh Kepler of MorelMushroomSupply.com, Tersh of Omaha. Over 5 decades of morel mushroom hunting experience, this is the go-to individual when it comes to morels. And we're playing Great Outdoor Trivia, round number one. First caller out of the chute gets it right, and we're playing for one of Tersh's neat morel mushroom hunting bags. It's a great bag. I call it kind of the mesh spore bag. And what was that question you threw out there to the audience?
The question was, what is the vitamin that most people don't realize or know about that's in the morel mushroom more than any other mushroom?
All right. Terry Lee is on the line. Round one, Great Outdoor Trivia. Terry, how you doing?
Pretty well, Greg. How are you guys doing?
Very well.
Doing good.
Chomping at the bit for my turkey seasons to open, my morels to pop up, and the crappie to start biting.
Sounds good.
All right, Terry, what vitamin is it?
Vitamin D, as in David.
That's right. Good job, Terry. Lee of Omaha. Vitamin D. Who would have ever thought? But those morels truly are chocked full of all kinds of vitamins
all
and minerals.
Got
it's just what people do to them that can make them a little
They have protein by themselves, too.
Yep. Yeah. Terry, congratulations. Any questions or comments for Tersh? Ask him anything on morels. He'll answer it.
Well, no. I got a friend that's been bugging me to go out with him, so now I'll have the chance for sure to go with him.
There you go.
You'll have a bag that can hold a...
You betcha.
You're going to have a bag that can hold probably about 7 pounds of them, so good luck.
Sounds good. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, Terry Lee of Omaha, getting it right. Great Outdoor Trivia round number two will be coming up here on the Great Outdoor Radio Show, which is, by the way, brought to you by Stoysage House of Sausage, Cubby's Convenience Stores, Yule Creek Sporting Club of the Dodge County Convention and Visitors Bureau. This audience is sharp. Can't get anything past them. I even put no hints down, didn't I?
No hints.
Yeah, Great Outdoor Trivia round number two coming up here down the line. I should also pass along that we're going to talk turkey. Spring wild turkey hunting next week with Michael Bubba Schultz. Everybody loves Bubba. Michael Bubba Schultz of the National Wild Turkey Federation of Omaha. He's going to be with us. No one I know takes more people that are newcomers and young people out hunting than Michael Bubba Schultz. And if there's anyone who is just a guru for introducing people to spring turkey hunting, it's this man.
Wow.
Yeah, he'll be great. You two ought to connect. You have a lot of stories.
Pretty cool.
Bubba's
pretty cool.
A mushroom hunter, too. He fishes and does it all, like everything.
You're out there. You might as well.
Yeah. You know, I have to ask you at this point in the program, mushroom hunting, you come across the craziest of things. You see wildlife up close and personal.
Oh, yeah.
What are some of the wildest things that Tersh Kepler, Morel Mushroom Supply, has come across?
Well, you've heard me tell my turkey story before, I think, a couple of years
ago.
Better
tell us again.
That's when I was hunting, looking down, and it was probably, the sun was just coming up, and I was in the middle of the woods by myself, but looking down, just watching the ground closely, I didn't realize the turkey was doing the same thing, walking toward me. We were literally 1 foot apart when we noticed each other, and we both jumped about the same
distance. Whoa! I had to check my pants.
I mean, you just don't realize it till you're right next to one, and we scared each other to death. But then we got over it. He went his way, and I went mine.
One of the biggest things, excuse me, here in Nebraska, Iowa as well, Missouri, wherever you're hunting morels, is landowner permission. And I was telling you before we started this broadcast that we in Nebraska Game and Parks, conservation officers like Rich Bergman that we mentioned, Rich, earlier, conservation officer that everybody knows out of Waterloo, that our officers have more complaints from landowners of trespassing during the morel mushroom harvest season than during all of the hunting seasons with firearm and bows combined.
Right, right.
And it's a simple thing, isn't it, Tersh?
It really is. I mean, if you ask permission, 9 out of 10 times they're going to say, sure, go ahead. If you go on land uninvited, you're going to be escorted off with a
little piece of paper.
Yeah, not in a nice fashion. So it's you just need to do that. It's just common sense. And who knows where you're going, what you're doing. You got to watch your boundaries when you're in the woods, too.
Oh, that's a good one. Yeah.
Because you don't know where fence lines are.
Mm-hmm.
That type of thing. So it's easy to stray into someone else's property when you don't realize. I've done it before, and then as soon as I realized it, you know.
Oh, boy. Know your boundaries.
I got to get out of here. Yep.
And you said, too, share some of your quarry with the landowner.
Right, yeah. Bring some of your bounty and say, hey, let me go on your land, and I'll bring you back some nice morel mushrooms for you. You know, a lot of times, especially if they're elderly and they don't really want to deal with it, but they still love mushrooms and they just don't have the legs to do it anymore, they'll jump on that bandwagon.
With the newbies that are going to maybe go out for the first time this spring and hunt morel mushrooms, and they're going, I think it looks like a sponge on a hollow stem, but I don't really know. What are some rules for ID?
Yeah, for ID, I mean, there's morel mushrooms are pretty unique, and I would definitely look at some photographs. There's some on our website as well. But what I would do in a case like that is just really know your mushrooms. There's one that looks very familiar called the beefsteak mushroom, which looks a lot like a morel mushroom, only it's red in color, and they're solid. Now, morel mushrooms are uniquely hollow on the inside. And they look like no other. But there are some imitators out there. And my rule of thumb usually is if they're red, you're dead. You just stay away from the red ones and make sure you know what you're looking at. That's the thing. And you can pick up, there's a lot of books on different, recognizing different mushrooms. It's always a good thing to have because, you know, like the saddle mushrooms and the oysters. There's so many edible mushrooms out there. But if you're a novice, you definitely don't want to just pick and eat.
How do you properly pick a morel from the ground? What's the best way to do it?
Harvesting knife, Greg. I use a harvesting knife and cut as low as I can to the ground. And that way you don't have to clean the dirt off. You don't want to pluck them from the roots. And you know me, whenever I cut a mushroom, I always kick leaves over the top of them.
Because he does.
I don't want anyone else to know I was there. So
yeah, that's a good tip.
Which is another good point, too. Sometimes you'll come along and you'll see stems everywhere. Well, don't get discouraged. A lot of people don't take the time to look clearly in the whole area. Do about a 20-yard walk around that tree.
Mm.
Go in every direction. You've heard me call it the star walk, and I go in every direction and different angles. And if I find a place with stems, I get excited because I know that they left some, and I'm 9 out of 10 times I'm right. I'll pick up an extra 8-10 mushrooms.
You always tell me that people walk too fast morel hunting.
They do. They do. It's not a race. You just take your time, look down because, you know, you've heard the saying, well, that just popped up in front of me. No, it's just if you take the time, like if ever you stop, take a break to have a drink of water or something, and we've all done it, you look down, you go, wow, I didn't even see you. I was standing right next to one. They're everywhere around you in those areas. You just got to walk at different angles and got to remember they're hiding under leaves and this and that. So you might kick a leaf and realize there's a whole bunch.
Morel mushroom hunting is great for kids, and kids are lower to the ground, too.
They are.
It's a scavenger hunt for them.
And
take your kids or grandkids.
So much better than video games. Get out there.
And
you
yes.
know what? COVID doesn't affect mushroom hunting either.
Bingo!
You know, so that's what a great time. And you know our rule, social distancing.
It's 3 feet now, but
Tersh
won't let me within 50 feet of him.
I prefer a mile or two.
Blindfolding me.
When I'm hunting.
Exactly. Yeah, very well put. Very well put. Okay, so we harvest some. We pick some. Get them off a river bottom. Now we're home. What do we do with them? Am I going to use that kitchen spray nozzle with water? Am I going to cut them in half if they're big enough? Am I going to wash them? Am I going to salt water soak them? What do I do?
The best way to do it, and one of the biggest problems is, that people don't realize. You don't want to soak them too long. So the first thing I do is get home, cut them diagonally.
Okay.
And since you've already trimmed them from the bottom with your harvesting knife, then you know that part's going to be clean and clear. So when you cut them in half, you soak them in salt water, a little bit, a bowl of salt water.
But not too long.
And I wouldn't go any more than, probably 30 minutes. And then rinse them in a quick rinse. You just want to get the bugs out. They'll get soggy if you do it too long. So just make it quick. And that's ideal if you're eating them, you know, for right now. But if you want to eat them down the road, there's a whole different process.
Now, there's a whole bunch of different ways, hundreds of different ways to cook them.
Absolutely.
You and I don't like to camouflage them much.
No.
We don't. I mean, generally, I think your rule is about 5 minutes on a side with a little real garlic.
Real garlic.
And a little bit of butter.
And butter.
And that's it, brother.
And that just enhances the flavor of the morel. You're not camouflaging it, like you say. It's almost tastes like a meat in itself. It tastes like a steak.
It's just, I try to describe it to people. It's meaty, nutty. Oh, it's just,
there's no description.
There's nothing like it.
How do you explain ecstasy?
Morel mushroom. There you go.
Yeah.
Just that simple. Absolutely. All right. We're going to pause for the cause, do the biz here. Great Outdoor Radio Show. It's what you're listening to with me, Greg Wagner, on Boomer and Big Dog. We'll be back with more on morel mushrooms with Tersh Kepler after this.
You're listening to the Great Outdoor Radio Show with Greg Wagner. Just a few miles west of Omaha is the sleepy town of Brainerd, Nebraska, home to the Oak Creek Sporting Club. At Oak Creek Sporting Club, you find a great location for shooting clay, trap, or skeet. A huge clubhouse that could host everything from a family get-together, corporate outing, or a gathering of old military buddies. Even guided hunting outings. Click oak-creek-club.com for all the details, and then start making plans to join your family or friends. Oak Creek Club, just a few miles west of Omaha in Brainerd, Nebraska.
Looking for a quick day trip or a little getaway? There's a hidden gem just 20 minutes from Omaha. The Dodge County CVB would like to invite you to check out beautiful historic downtown Fremont. Browse through the antique stores, shop the amazing boutiques, or just sit down, grab a bite to eat or a cup of coffee. Stay the day or plan an overnight. It's the getaway you need without the hassle of a long travel time. To find out all there is to do in Dodge County, check out visitfremontne.org or on Facebook at Main Street of Fremont.
Hi, I'm Ken Stoizes with your morning grill tip. Gas or charcoal, what's best? Well, gas is convenient, no waiting around to start cooking, and it gives you a wide range of temperatures that's easy to maintain. Charcoal, on the other hand, will give you a range of heat that's almost an art form to maintain. It gives you better options of adding flavors. Who doesn't love that smoky charcoal flavor? Or you can add cherry, hickory, or applewood to the fire for a different taste. Me, I'm partial to charcoal, but you can choose whatever you like best. I'm Ken Stoizes for the House of Sausage on 24th and Bancroft and 130th and Arbor.
Are you feeling a bit hungry? Running low on fuel? Be sure to stop by your local Cubbies for the very best in convenience with friendly hometown employees. Try the great deli food, served hot and fresh. Save money on gas, food, and merchandise by downloading the Cubbies app on your smartphone. For the very best in convenience, visit your local Cubbies today. Serving Nebraska, Iowa, and South Dakota communities since 1979.
The Great Outdoor Radio Show continues. Once again, here's Greg Wagner.
That's for the dog that's listening. Greg Wagner, Great Outdoor Radio Show on Boomer and Big Dog. MyBoomerRadio.com podcast coming up. If you're joining us late, Tersh Kepler, special guest today. MorelMushroomSupply.com, our morel mushroom hunting expert. Got to read you this text that just came in to me. Here we go. I have one fan, Tersh Kepler, Neil Nelkin on the board, Nick Burris. One fan is better than none. And this comes to me from Kyle Simpson. Kyle's from Elkhorn, but has a real nice operation on the Platte River near Schuyler, Nebraska, Lost Island. I need to have Kyle on. He makes this cottonwood chicken.
Really?
Oh, I've heard. I've not tried it, but it's like famous. And Kyle's a big waterfowler. This is what Kyle says. Greg, my dog loves your show. Every time you guys do some bird calls, he jumps up and starts looking out the windows. They're probably at the cabin. And staring at the speakers, turning his head sideways. Pretty funny. I wonder if that's the dog Cowboy. That's his name. I think it's Cowboy.
That's funny.
There you go. I have a waterfowl hunting dog. One fan. Better than none. There you go. We appreciate your feedback on this show. Great Outdoor Radio Show brought to you by Cubby's Convenience Stores, Stories of Chops and Sausage, Oak Creek Sporting Club, Dodge County Convention and Visitors Bureau, talking with Trish Kepler on morel mushrooms. I know Kyle hunts morel mushrooms. You know, dogs, a lot of the hunting dogs go after antlers. You can have them be antler dogs. We need mushroom dogs.
Oh, yeah. Great idea.
Why couldn't we do that?
Yeah.
Probably could.
Yep.
Train them to do about anything else. We've covered a lot of ground, no pun intended, with morel mushrooms, but we haven't talked about the hazards.
Yes.
And there are some, but it's a part of the adventure. Everything from ticks to poison ivy to nettles to mosquitoes.
Yes, absolutely.
You must take the precautions and know before you go what your plants look like.
That's right. And when I go out, I like to spend like the entire day. I'll go sun up to sun down. And when you're out there that long, and depending on the season and how much moisture we've had, especially with mosquitoes, but ticks are a problem. I, for one, will always have plenty of insect repellent on. DEET doesn't bother me. Some people are allergic to it. You can use Skin So Soft, something like
Avon
that.
Avon Skin So Soft bath oil.
You just have to put it on a lot more often. I'm the type that will take a bath in DEET before I go out. As far as mosquitoes, I remember a year, Greg, they were so bad, I actually took one of my mesh bags, the bucket one.
Put it over your head?
Put it over my
head.
I knew that. I looked like a beekeeper, but it kept the mosquitoes
away. It worked.
Yep. So, yeah, ticks are another thing. Just constantly check. Wear tight clothing. And again, you know, if you're going alone, when you get back home, have someone else help check. We won't even talk about where they can show up, but
yes, we won't.
But we've all been there.
Yes, we have.
And it's just
it's
one
all
of the
part
things.
Of it.
It's all part of it. And even driving home from the woods, you might see 5 or 10 of them walking across the dash in your car after you've been out in the woods.
I've been there, done that with turkey hunting or
absolutely
or morel mushrooms or even fishing.
Yep.
For that matter.
But it's so worth it, isn't it?
Oh, it's so worth it. Time of day. You hunt all day, you mentioned.
Yes, I like to. At least early.
Have you found most of your morels at a certain time of day, or does it just vary?
I love early morning. Early morning for me, the sun isn't blinding. I can see clearly. As the sun gets higher in the sky.
Get tougher?
Sometimes when you get shadowing, it gets a little tougher to spot them. I just like early morning because, for one, if you're in an area where there's other people, I like to be the early bird and get out there. And I can't say enough about it. Once you get out there, there's a certain magic to that morning where the wildlife is just waking up, the deer, the birds, the turkey. It's pure heaven.
DeSoto National Wildlife Refuge is a popular place for morel mushroom hunting, but there are special regulations that apply to going there. Our Blair listeners on 97.3 will tell you that, and we're telling you that. So DeSoto National Wildlife Refuge, great place, but there are areas off limits. Their season starts a little bit later when they open for their spring outdoor recreation season. So know before you go once again and check those regs at DeSoto, right?
Right.
Just that simple.
Right down into Iowa, over that way. And also, there's... Two Rivers is another good place you can check
Game
out.
Yep, Cayman Parks area, yes.
Indian Caves.
You let the cat out of the bag there, didn't you? Yes.
Yeah, there's a lot of great places. You know, anywhere.
A lot of our parks are riverine parks.
That's right. That's
SRAM, right. Two Rivers, Indian Cave, Ponca.
Along the Platte at most
Mahoney,
anywhere.
Platte River.
Yep. That's the beauty of it, Greg. They're everywhere. I mean, they're worldwide. You know, they literally are everywhere.
The ethics of morel mushroom hunting, the manners, if there is such a thing, the ethics. And how do you know when you're done? How do you know, you know, obviously you want to fill the bag, but the ethics of moreling.
You know, it's just, it's interesting when you're hunting. If you're hunting by yourself in an area, you know you can take your time, go slowly, fill your bag. You don't want to overfill your bag because then you'll crush them on the bottom.
Okay.
So I always pack a couple extra bags because you never know when you're going to find that, you know, that.
Are you going to pick them all from an area or maybe you leave a few?
You know, if
tell
I
tell people what you do when you, you know, you cover up, you know, some of the stands.
Yeah, I like to hide where I've been, but I've gone into areas where I've picked 300 I know my wife found an area one time. We stumbled into one or two, and there were over 300. We were there for 2 hours picking, and I went back the following day by myself and continued. And this was in tall weeds. So you were talking about, you know, nettles. We didn't mention those. Those can sting you.
Oh, boy.
But they were up to my knee, and then by looking down and walking across is how I was finding all these. You could not see them from an angle. You had to look straight down, and it was an unbelievable amount. We got pounds and pounds and pounds of them. Fresh yellows, and they were they weren't dry at all, and they were all about 5-6 inches tall.
And a shout out, good morning, Mary Frances Kepler.
Yes.
Good morning to you. And it's time for trivia. That's
going to
segue us perfectly into Great Outdoor Trivia round number one, everybody. You're on the Great Outdoor Radio Show, Boomer Big Dog, playing for another big packet of 2021 Nebraska outdoor material for your spring and summer recreation. Plus, Tersh from MorelMushroomSupply.com, your website. What do you have?
Ooh. Well, I've got, I know it's a little early in the season, but we've got two Christmas ornaments that are Morel mushroom ornaments.
Hand-carved. Look
These
at that.
These are cast from hand carvings.
They look like Morels, like you could pick one.
They look great on your tree.
Oh, yeah. There you go. And the trivia question, Tersh, ask this. This is yours.
All right. How long are you able to effectively store morel mushrooms? Again, this is how often. Now, this is going to be a multiple choice. So
okay.
Is it 5 years, 10 years, 15 years, 20 years, or more?
Ooh, interesting. All right. First caller that gets the answer right wins the prize package. Let's hear from you. Phone number to call with your informed guesses, 402-553-1490, 402-553-1490.
This is the Great Outdoor Radio Show with Greg Wagner. Just a few miles west of Omaha is the sleepy town of Brainerd, Nebraska, home to the Oak Creek Sporting Club. At Oak Creek Sporting Club, you find a great location for shooting clay, trap, or skeet. A huge clubhouse that could host everything from a family get-together, corporate outing, or a gathering of old military buddies. Even guided hunting outings. Click oak-creek-club.com for all the details, and then start making plans to join your family or friends. Oak Creek Club, just a few miles west of Omaha in Brainerd, Nebraska.
Looking for a quick day trip or a little getaway? There's a hidden gem just 20 minutes from Omaha. The Dodge County CVB would like to invite you to check out beautiful historic downtown Fremont. Browse through the antique stores, shop the amazing boutiques, or just sit down, grab a bite to eat or a cup of coffee. Stay the day or plan an overnight. It's the getaway you need without the hassle of a long travel time. To find out all there is to do in Dodge County, check out visitfremontne.org or on Facebook at Main Street of Fremont.
Hi, I'm Ken Stoizes with your morning grill tip. Gas or charcoal, what's best? Well, gas is convenient, no waiting around to start cooking, and it gives you a wide range of temperatures that's easy to maintain. Charcoal, on the other hand, will give you a range of heat that's almost an art form to maintain. It gives you better options of adding flavors. Who doesn't love that smoky charcoal flavor? Or you can add cherry, hickory, or applewood to the fire for a different taste. Me, I'm partial to charcoal, but you can choose whatever you like best. I'm Ken Stoizes for the House of Sausage on 24th and Bancroft and 130th and Arbor.
For the very best in convenience, it's Cubby's. Stop in today for hot and fresh food, cold drinks, and that local spirit. And the great taste of Godfather's Pizza, with Godfather's Pizza Express inside many Cubby's stores. With every large Godfather's Pizza sold, Cubby's gives $1 to the school district. So help Cubby's raise some dough for your schools at participating locations. Cubby's in Blair and across the land. For the Cubby's closest to you, hit Cubby's.com.
The Great Outdoor Radio Show continues. Once again, here's Greg Wagner.
All right, final segment. Oh, there's the wind spreading spores. Final segment of the Great Outdoor Radio Show here on Omaha's Boomer Radio Network, Fremont's Big Dog Country Radio Stations. Show brought to you by Stoicic House of Sausage, Cubby's Convenience Stores, the Oak Creek Sporting Club, and the Dodge County Convention and Visitors Bureau. Again, don't forget, 1 week from today, Michael Bubba Schultz of the National Wild Turkey Federation on taking newcomers and kids out turkey hunting into the woods for the first time, spring version. Don't miss Michael. We call him Bubba. Mubs. That's what we call them. There you are. We have a winner playing Great Outdoor Trivia with our special guest today, and you. This is Tersh Kepler of Omaha, MorrellMushroomSupply.com. Great website. We'll talk a little bit about that coming up here. But first, Tersh, what was that question that you had there?
The question was, how long are you able to effectively store morel mushrooms? And the answer is 20 or more years.
And we have a winner, Pat McPherson, who knew that. And congratulations
good
to
job,
Pat McPherson, our second caller. And we say good morning to Pat.
Good morning.
How you doing? What you doing? Are you going fishing today?
I'm going to go out and catch some trout.
I love it. Yeah, nice day to do it.
And I have a question for you and Tersh.
Okay.
First of all, I have a suggestion. I think one of you ought to offer to take the winter morel mushroom hunting because
We'd have to blindfold him.
I've got to tell you, I've got Tersh's net and his little knife, and I have had dismal success in my morel mushroom hunting.
Wow, Pat.
We're trying to help you. We're throwing at you all kinds of tips and tricks.
Why don't you just take me hunting for the things? Maybe I'd do better. But anyway, I appreciate what you do, and that is a neat kit.
You can contact me anytime through the email address on the website, Pat. And anytime you have a question on how to hunt, I'm more than happy to answer.
Yeah.
And if you shoot me a private email like that or through the website, I'll send you my phone number, and you can talk to me one-on-one. I do that at seminars, too, give out my number. And
I've been to some of your seminars. They're great seminars.
Oh,
so
thank you
appreciate
much.
Appreciate it.
I'm sure I know your face if I saw it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you probably would. It's a face like Greg's is made for radio.
It's a better face. Pat's is better. Hey, Pat, thank you very much. Pat's an accomplished outdoorsman. He needs to take his fishing, I think. He's a good fisherman.
Yeah, maybe we should.
I'm not as good an angler. I'm not. Well, I'm a good hunter.
The trout are biting there, and you don't have to, I don't want to, go against two rivers, but there are plenty of trout around.
Lots of locations again. You're right.
Yeah.
We shall leave yours secluded somewhat for you. We're not going to mention it. So there you go.
All right.
Well, have fun
doing that
today, Pat.
Have a good one. Pat McPherson of
Thanks,
Omaha.
Guys.
Getting it right. 20 years or more. I can really store morels that long? Am I going to dehydrate them? What am I going to do?
Yeah, that's what you want to do. You know how we talked about when you come in and how do you prepare your mushrooms? Well, in the case where you're going to dehydrate them, you don't want to rinse them, wash them, anything. You just want to cut them in half, the lengthwise, and lay them on your sheet, hydrate them. It usually takes about 24 hours. A pound will hydrate down to about an ounce and a half, ounce and a half. So they get really small. They'll even have the consistency of potato chips when they're dry. They're that thin and small.
Really? I've not done it.
And then what you can do, and we like to do it that way so we can have morels all through the season, through Nebraska games, whatever. When you're ready to eat some, you just store them in a cool, dry place in a sealed bag. And when you're ready to eat some, you go ahead and you put them in a bowl of water. And I like to use a big enough bowl so I can put a dinner plate over the tops to submerge, hold them all underwater. And about 4.5 hours to 5 hours, I know it sounds like a long time, I just soak them, and they will regain 80% of their original size.
Really?
So you could do it 10 years, 20 years.
You said some people are doing it 40, 50.
It's
almost.
There's really no time limit on it if they're stored properly. Yeah. It's it kind of makes you feel like you're dealing with cactus just the way they can come back to life. But you know what? There's nothing better than the way they taste fresh. You're going to lose a little bit of the taste when you do that, but they still taste fantastic.
Yummy.
But when you cook them back up, though, you don't want to go as long or they'll get rubbery.
Don't want that.
So it's a little different than when you first cut them.
And real quick, before time gets away from us, MorrellMushroomSupply.com is the website. And check out the sticks, the staffs.
Oh, yeah, the
hiking that you made
sticks.
For me here. They're so cool. And they're used for a variety of reasons. You know, brush away the big, tall nettles there. get to the morels, right?
Right.
Stability.
Right. Yep.
If you have to keep some little gnarly squirrel away,
yep.
You could just keep them at bay. You're not going to harm them. You're going to keep them at
bay. They're good for acclimating your eyesight to morel hunting and everything else as well. So
very good. Available at morelmushroomsupply.com. Thank you, my friend.
Always
great
a pleasure.
To see you.
Always a pleasure, Greg.
Yeah. Still got that rock star Carlos Santana look going, man. I'm telling you.
I'm Greek, English, and German, but I look like Carlos Santana.
You are the rock star I know. All right. Thank you very much for listening, everyone. Have a great weekend in the great outdoors and take somebody new or far younger than you. I wish you all the best. I'm Greg Wagner.